you might say, well, now, it seems to me he's just a little bit, or she's just a little bit.
Yeah, you could say he's a little odd, or a lot of people refer to him as being a very queer person.
Yeah, yeah.
What else could he use? Somebody that you might know pretty well too, that would be just a lot, you might, sometimes you're a little inclined to say, I think you're just off balance a little bit.
Yeah, yes. Well, now a person with very strong opinions, and he's just expressed the very strong opinion to you, and this is characteristic, you might say, well now just don't be so, what might you say? This
determined about things.
Yeah, but what would be you might say don't be so determined, or don't be so, there are some characteristic ways and that are familiar ways of describing this tendency.
Someone that's a little inclined to be
stubborn, strong-willed, you might say, oh,
I probably say, well, he's the most bull-headed person I ever seen.
So don't be so bull-headed might
yeah,
be,
yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Or set.
Don't be so set.
Or sot, maybe.
Sot, yeah, I guess that's the proper one.
How about pig-headed?
Yeah, I've heard that. I never have ever used it, but I've heard it.
Now, obstinate is a word that's...
The what?
Obstinate is a word that fits in here occasionally.
Obstinate, yeah.
Obstinate.
I see.
But stubborn is it?
Yeah.
Stubborn. How about a person who's easily offended?
Well, they were insulted.
You describe him, I tell you, you can certainly get to that person easily because he's so...
overbearing?
Well, you can offend him so readily.
That's right.
What?
Sensitive?
Yeah.
He's oversensitive?
Thin-skinned, maybe?
Hmm. Yeah, you could use that.
There's another expression you may use.
Could you say he's very retiring? No,
you
that
could,
wouldn't
could.
Work.
I thought maybe you might have heard and used a lot. Maybe, I don't know. What I want to know, of course, is what's familiar to you and what
yeah.
you use, but whether touchy would be a word.
A little touchy.
A little touchy.
Yeah, I've heard
touchy.
That. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that word, and I think I've used it, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I just didn't happen to think of it this
sure.
time.
Feisty or testy or...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Short patient, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, I've used the expression, he's a feisty person or
yeah.
something like that. I've used that many times.
Sure. Well, now, a person who didn't control his temper, and you were describing it, said, well, yesterday he got awfully...
upset about something. Or blew his top.
Yeah.
That's another expression.
Yeah. Ugly, maybe?
Homely, yeah.
Or head up?
Ugly disposition. Uh-huh. He's a very ugly disposition. We could use that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now, if you're trying to caution a person who's beginning to get upset, you might say, now, you just keep...
Keep quiet or control yourself a little bit.
Another expression that you would use there. You didn't want a person to get out of control, and everything's going to be right. You just keep
calm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about terms for feeling very weary? I'm all whatever. I'm very,
very tired, and I'm fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else could we use? Wore out.
Mm-hmm.
It would be another one. I'm just wore out.
Mm-hmm.
And see, what else? There'd be anything else in there.